Hey legends, it's Kat. I'm back here now for number three, episode three. Today I'm talking and I'm going to not try and talk and say the words and after every point that I make say, and that's so true. Literally, there's certain words that I say and I'll say literally straight after. I'll say for real and I'll say that's so true, isn't it? And I'll do that as well. So they are the things that I'm going to stop and try and avoid during this number three podcast. I'm going to continue today and speak about the second 20 out of 40 key points that I've learned so far. And the first one, which is key point number 21. By the way, also, hope you're having a good day. Just saying. It's an awesome day outside. Sun is shining here in Ipswich on May the 26th. The Daily Stoic this morning clarified something that I've been putting out on my Insta story over the last couple of days. The three or four points, of you're awesome, stay hydrated, don't care about what people think about you, and you are stronger than you know. And there was an Insta story I put out, post that I put out on Instagram, who knew? And I involved a few cool people just to help me share the message of you're stronger than you know, because you truly are. You're stronger than you know. And the Daily Stoic today was very apt in the fact that it shared that kind of vibe of don't care what people think about you, because you can't control that. So just do you and celebrate you every day in respect of who you are. So those are some key points just to go ahead into another day. Here is the point number 21. Making a big decision is pretty scary, but know what's even scarier? Regret. So this big one came in respect of the Ipswich Town for me with joining there. It was the fact of, you know what, this is really scary. I don't want to do that. In respect of, I hate the idea of leaving home, going to different hotels when we went to away games. I was a bit kind of like scared and a bit kind of don't really, you know, you kind of walk on eggshells a bit because you're in a professional environment and you've got to hold your head high in respect of not, you know, always being on your game. And it is scary then, because you're meeting new people, you want to show a good representation of yourself. But you know, in that moment that opportunity isn't going to come around twice, and you'd much rather regret doing something than not doing something. And that's a big one. So point 21, you rather regret doing something than looking back and going, I wish I'd done that. And there's a lot of things, isn't there, sometimes where you get those older people on their deathbeds, or then they're just about to, not their deathbeds as such, Jesus, that's quite like low, but like, you know, when you talk to older people and you ask them, you know what would you have done differently? Or if you were going to tell your 18-year-old self, you know, some advice, what would you say? And a lot of them say, they regret not just taking the leap or taking the opportunity, taking the chance in the moment. So, you know, go for it, feel the fear, do it anyway and adapt along the way. So point number 22, in any given moment, we have two options. We can step forward into growth or we can step back into safety. And I always say there's two types of people. There's people out there who need to achieve people. So they will go above and beyond and they'll be wanting to sort of like raise the game to try and achieve something bigger than they think's possible. And then there's people there that need to avoid failure. And they're naff people, need to avoid failure, where they'll set their goals quite low and quite achievable goals so they can continue to succeed. And so it's, you know, you either step forward and you step out of your comfort zone to be able to grow mentally and physically, or you step back and you keep doing the same things you stay safe. And that's the definition of insanity as well, in respect of, you know, it's basically you do what you repeatedly do. The people is, if you, and you expect different results, that's like insane, isn't it? You know, you carry on doing the same thing and don't get, you know, any better outcome. That's why. It's because you're not doing anything differently. So at any given moment, you've got two options. You can either embrace it and step into growth, or you can step back into safety, and it's up to you. Point number 23, quotes don't work unless you do, because even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. So I'm quite a big quote person. I like looking and finding different people's ideas and what they take on different situations, what their take is as such. And that's why I like reading different books, because one thing in life can be broken down by one person in a completely different way by others. And I like that, doing that with training too, in respect of, I like taking different people's ideas of what training looks like for them, and seeing what works best for me. So, quotes don't work unless you do. You could read all the quotes in the world if you wanted to. It's like knowledge, you know, knowledge is not honoured without the application, like I said yesterday. You know, you could read all these positive vibes all day long, but unless you actually apply them, unless you do it, then they mean nothing. So point number 24, commitment. Staying loyal to what you said you were going to do long after the mood you said it in has left you. And a lot of people will say, hey, I'll do that tomorrow, or hey, I'm going to be at this. And then actually you think, oh, and that's what they say, don't they? Don't commit when you're positive, or don't make an argument when you're angry. Like, you have to really kind of settle in that moment and think, actually, take a brief moment, is this what I want to do? So when it comes to positive things and when it comes to making positive action, make sure you commit. Be a committed person, not a trier. Don't try not to say the word try. So, you know, when you find yourself saying, oh, I'll try and do this later. No, don't try and do it later. Commit to it. Own it. Say, yes, okay, I'll be there later. Own it. And you're 90% more likely to do it then if you put your point down there. And that's what I've found as well, by saying to my clients, instead of saying, hey, yep, just come at this time, I'll make a list and I'll put it out on the group. Because then it's like accountability, isn't it? It's commitment. It's owning their position in that moment in time. So 25. It is what it is. It was what it was. It will be what it will be. Don't stress it. 90% of what you're stressing about this time last year doesn't even matter today. So think about that. You know, what happens, happens. And what's gone is gone. And, you know, we can't change what's happened, whatever that might be, whether it's yesterday, weeks ago. All you can do now and all you have control over now is right now and what's going forward. And to be honest with you, so it's, you know, looking back last year, there's things you stress about and you think, why did I even stress about that for? Like that, the thing is, people, we often also think, oh, I wonder what they're going to think or what they're going to say. And people got so much like shit going on in their own lives. They haven't got worry about your shit, literally. So 9 times out of 10, people aren't even thinking what you think they're thinking. So it is what it is. It was what it was. It will be what it will be. Don't stress it. 26. There will always be someone that thinks you're not good enough, strong enough, pretty enough, or smart enough. Don't ever let that someone be you. So as I said yesterday about saving the dog from the burning building and someone thinking you're a dick, there'll always be someone out there who thinks you're not good enough, strong enough, you know, fit enough, pretty enough, smart enough. You know, everyone's got their own types of people and who they like and who they don't like, whether that's attractiveness physically or whether that's the person that you are. Just own it yourself and know in your own mind, you know, that don't put yourself down. You know, hold your head high and do what you can, and embrace who you are for who you are. That's 26. 27, sometimes the advice you tell other people is the advice you need to follow, all right? And that's a key one that I think I came up with as a sort of a digression yesterday on another point in regards to, it's your intuition, isn't it? Your gut instinct, a lot of the time. And a lot of the time we sort of hear ourselves as we're telling other people, and it's easier said than done, isn't it? It's easier to tell someone else advice. It's like, take my advice, I don't use it. You know, like, it's oftentimes we see people like, God, you need to do this. And then we look at our own eyes, oh, shit, I don't do that. So, you know, sometimes the advice you tell people, listen to your own voice when you're telling other people advice. Because oftentimes it's the advice you actually need to take and own yourself. Number 28, doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. So, you know, the moment that doubt kicks in, it's like a leech. And it will just carry on, just feeding away at any positive thought until that positive thought is gone. So, you know, you need to just embrace it. Like I said before, you know, take that leap. take that step forward into growth, because that doubt will kill the dream before, you know, failure will. And like I said yesterday about all the people that, you know, that path to success is a continuous path of different failures the whole time. So, you know, embrace it, because doubt will kill it if you don't. And that's that doubt, even when you go and take on a lift in the gym or a box jump or whatever it is, don't let doubt enter your mind. The moment doubt enters is the losing game straight away. You have to attack it like you're going to own it every time. Because, you know, sometimes you might stack it, but 9 times out of 10, you're going to make that jump. And this relates to, not long ago, East Anglian Championships. Myself and Luke Reed were in, from Airborne Fit, we were in a competition together. It was literally the, there you go, the word again. We were literally a last minute of the round. We had to do shoulders overhead, I think it was, and box jumps. Anyway, I didn't know what other teams were doing. He didn't know what other teams were doing. The time said 5, 4, 3, and literally everyone just stopped. And in that moment, I didn't even think of it. It was just a conditioned response to just go and jump on the box. And I did. And that meant that we won that ward or that sort of section as such by one rep because of that jump. And I didn't know in that moment in time that we were one behind or whatever, but it was that. If I'd have thought about jumping, it'd have been too late. But because I've trained myself to be in a position that I'm conditioned to move or act positively, that happens then, and it then stops that thought process, of which then allows it just to happen without a, you know, feeling. And that goes with smiling at someone, saying hello with someone. If someone drops something, picking it up without thinking, should I pick that up? Because the moment you say, should I, they've already done it themselves, or, you know, you've walked past and the moment's gone and then it looks odd. So, like, it's just doing good. And then you condition yourself so much so that you condition yourself to do good without thinking. And then that just happens and you become that sort of person that's just positive. And everyone's like, oh, how are you so motivated? How are you so positive all the time? And it's just an ongoing process of always finding the good out of every bad situation. So, 29, make sure everyone in your boat is rowing and not drilling holes when you're not watching. And I think I said this yesterday as a side note to something else too. I think it was something about people and the 5 people you spend the most time with. So it is very much, especially in this moment in time, I'm taking this lockdown time like a bit of a battlefield, like I said yesterday or the day before in the last episode, where we're all very raw. So, like I say, we've been taking all our sort of luxuries away from us. You know, we've sort of been no haircuts and, you know, everything's a bit raw. And the true colours of people shine in this moment in time. You know, there's no, our physical presence is very raw. So you really see who people are. And so, you know, you kind of, the people around you, you kind of realise, God, they're an awesome person. You know, I really want to make sure that I keep them close, because on the other side of this period, I'm going to want them to stay by my side, because I know that when the going gets tough, they'll be with me. And it's people like that that you look at now that you know, do you know what? They've got my back in any situation. Because we'll look back. I was having a conversation with someone this morning about this in regard to, we're going to look back and be like, hey, remember lockdown 2020? You know, they done this, or she done that, or he done that, that really helped me in that moment in time. And you want to be that person that had someone else's back, and you want to know people around you that had yours too, because you know that whatever situation, I think we all know that this situation is the toughest situation we've all been through, where the world has completely stopped. And as much as it is kind of gradually, fingers crossed, getting back in the game now, slowly but surely, it is a situation where we're like, wow, dust is settled. You see around you what's important, and that's what you want to carry on and take forward, you know. So that's just my kind of vibe on it. It's really seeing, you know, if you think to yourself, do you know what, like, I want to have that person in my life because they were there when I needed them most. So of course I want them to be in my life then going forward. And that goes quite deep, but like, it's about your surroundings, isn't it? You know, the people that are around you will make you who you are as a person in your business, in your sport, in your health, everything. So, number 30, no matter how much I eat, there will always be room for Ben and Jerry's. Ben and Jerry's doesn't go to my stomach. Ben and Jerry's goes to my heart. Everyone's got their certain food, haven't they? Or their certain vice as such. So that's a learning in regards to Ben and Jerry's. There will always be room for Ben and Jerry's, for real. Like I said before as well, like, it's, you know, you can treat yourself and you can, there's no bad food. Like, you shouldn't restrict yourself at all. I'm not saying I go and eat Ben and Jerry's all day long and, like, you know, but I do enough that I can allow myself to have, you know, after I've then eaten all the good food throughout the day, to have a bit of what I fancy now and again. You know, it doesn't do me any harm. And I know I'm at a place as well that I've been to that sort of very obsessional, very restrictive place before, that I know if I touch near to that position again, I'm in danger of dipping into it. So I'd much rather be a little bit heavier and a little bit less lean, but healthier in my mind, than I would be super ripped and super lean like I've been before and just live this isolated, just lonely, you know, unsocial lifestyle. So for me, it's very personal in regards to a lot of people. Yeah, they can get lean and it's fine. I know there's a certain line I get to where things just get a bit too obsessional. So I have to kind of float a bit above that. Otherwise, if I dip below that, then it becomes too, yeah, because I've been there before. So it's just a mental game. But those sort of, you know, I'll touch on that in another episode. But it's, you know, everyone's different in that. I think we've all got our own little battles. And I don't think you ever, when it comes to eating or unhealthy behaviours with food, if that's what it relates to, and that's what it was for me, is that you never kind of lose that. Because when you get anxious, or when there's certain moments in time or challenging moments in life, those thoughts come back in your head and they try and, like, hey, you know, they niggle at you. And it's finding those different ways of adjusting to those thoughts, rather than feeling like you've got to shut them down or you are going to get over that process, because it's just part of who you are. But yeah, I'll digress and go more into that, I think, in another episode. So, number 31, things people say, it's Friday. Woo! I think things self-employed people say, it's Friday. I think everyone's been saying that recently, to be fair, since we've been kind of like working most days, in regards to, like, it's just another end day ending Y. But now when everyone gets back in the game as such, it's, you know, I think that everyone, when you find something you love and passionate about, you don't know what day of the week it is, do you? So, you know, find that. I think everyone should kind of get a little bit of a side hustle as well. If you've got a little passion or a little thing that you think, oh, maybe I could do that. If you've got a bit of time, or like, any, even just spending 10 to 20 minutes a day, just spending some time and energy on your little side hustle until it becomes a bigger sort of thing that you can then make into something that you can do every day. Because that's how most people start, don't they? You know, the Gary Vaynerchuks of the world. Gary Vaynerchuk's an American guy. He's got a, you know, massive business now, and he just started by having a little side hustle. You know, he just worked away whilst he had a full-time job, and then the side hustle grew until it was bigger than the full-time job, and then he could drop his full-time job. So, you know, if you have got something that you're passionate about, attack it every day. Just spend a little bit of energy on it. 32. Everything we hear is an opinion, not a fact. Everything we see is perspective, not the truth. Everything we hear is an opinion, not a fact. Everything we see is perspective, not the truth. So always think about that. There's a lot of just trying to think how to say this in regard to judgment. Now, we've done things in the past that we do think, oh, why the hell did I do that? And I think you're only human. If you haven't, then I think you haven't lived. I mean, you're living every day, aren't you, by making mistakes. It just shows that you're learning and you're living. And, you know, projecting an opinion or being yourself, if you haven't got people that don't like you, then I don't think you're doing it right either. It just shows that you've been out there and you've standed for something. you stood for something, sorry. Because if you don't stand for something, you fall for anything. And so, you know, everything we hear is an opinion, not a fact. Everything you see is a perspective, not the truth. Unless you know from the certain person and they've told you in relation, if you hear from someone else, take it as a pinch of salt. Because I know a lot of, I know in the past I've done things that I'm not proud of at all. I know things that I've done in the past that have taken a long time to get over the fact of not being proud of them. And I, you know, you then have to just step back and go, okay, well, that's done now, so I can't change it. But you know the person you are, and you know that some things are just mistakes. And so you have to take the positives from those and just continue. Because there will be people that will still be judging you on things that have happened years and years ago, and they have no fact behind it. They've just judged from an opinion and not a fact. And they've seen a perspective of what a reality is and not the truth. So instead of like getting annoyed about, oh, but that's not what I was or who I was, or they don't get it. It's just know who you are, know and gain clarity and understanding of, you know what's right, and that's all that matters. Because ultimately, you're the one who has to stare in the mirror in the morning, and you're the one who has to live your life. It doesn't matter. There's all, you know, there's people going to be out there who will always judge you on your past situations. So that's my learning. There you go. This is very personal, but it's my podcast, so it's going to be. feel like I'm opening up quite a bit here, but it's okay. So 33, there comes a time when you have to stop crossing oceans for people that wouldn't jump puddles for you, and that relates to the number 32. There comes a time when you need to stop crossing oceans for people that wouldn't jump puddles for you. So that's just it. All right, have a look, have a little look, because there will be, it's literally that. Sometimes you just need to have it harsh and brutal right at it, and that's quite a good one. You know, there's a lot of people out there who you'll do loads for, and you know, you'll ask them for their favor as such, and they're like, yeah, okay, well, after I've done this, and you'll be like, okay. So that's number 33. Number 34, if you eat well, get good sleep, exercise, and drink plenty of water, you're gonna die anyway. Fitness is about making the best of your life, not abstaining from the good times. Now, if I could put 34 in a little bubble for you to like just keep, that would be it. You could eat well, get good sleep, exercise, and drink plenty of water, but at the end of the day, your life, you're gonna die. So, you know, fitness is about, you know, it's about making the best of your life, but you need to embrace those good times too. So, you know, you're not gonna get lean by having one salad. You're not going to get fat by having one pizza. You're not going to get unfit by missing a few runs. You're not going to be the fittest on the planet by going for a few runs. You know, so some days, you know, have a rum, enjoy a gin. Do you, you know, have a few pims in the sunshine. You know, it's not going to kill you. You know, I think sometimes you've got to look at it as the bigger picture over time. Some moments are going to be like, oh, that was bad. You know, I had this, but actually we had such a good time. So embrace those good times, and know that fitness is about making the best of your life, not abstaining from those good times. Number 35, I've got 99 problems and 86 of them are made up scenarios in my head that I'm stressing about for no logical reason. Yeah. But that's the same as yesterday, wasn't it? About that negative mentality, about experiencing a negative thing twice. So you experience it before you even experience it. So you go through the whole process twice in your mind. So just know that, you know, don't stress. What will be, and it is what it is. So, you know, there's 99 problems, 86 of them are just made up scenarios. Focus on the most important ones, and break them down into little manageable chunks. And just take them on one step at a time. And if you need to share something, share it. Because oftentimes, something quite small, we overplay in our mind to be this big thing. I do that a lot. And then when you share it, you're like, oh, okay, it doesn't actually sound that bad. So there you go. I also believe if you've got one person in your life that you can go to for advice, or you know will be there like that, that's all you need. That's what I believe. Literally, you just need one person. It's brilliant to have an array of friends, and it's great to have people to go to. But if you've got that one person that you know will be there, even if, you know, it's just the thought of them knowing that they will be there, that helps you maintain a good, solid groundwork. And it's just healthy for the mindset. So just a side thought. And the person that just came into your head, that is that person for you. 36. It's okay to lose your shit sometimes, because if you keep shit, you'll keep your shit, you'll end up full of shit, and then you'll explode and there'll be shit everywhere, a shit storm, and nobody wants that. I read this quote once and it made me laugh out loud. You know the score. It's okay to lose your shit sometimes, because if you keep shit, you'll end up full of shit, and then you'll explode and there'll be shit everywhere, or a big shit storm, and nobody wants that. So just let it out, embrace it. I always feel that. If you're sad and you're not feeling great, just be sad for a bit. Let it out. If you're angry, just get angry for a little while. Like, once you hold up emotion, the emotion's like a carrier bag. This is something I watched the other day. I say the other day, right? The other day is such a large spectrum. It could be from, like, last year to, like, yesterday. But watched on YouTube, and Jay Shetty was the one that put it out. Basically was a teacher at the front of the class had a bottle of water, a litre bottle of water. And she said to her class, she said, how heavy do you think this bottle of water is? And the class was like, yeah, it's quite heavy, you know, yeah. And she said, okay. She said, right, I've still got this bottle of water. It's been about 4 hours. You know, do you still think it weighs quite a lot? Oh, yeah. You know, I think it still weighs, you know, I think you're probably, you know, hands getting quite tired. So she said, right, 24 hours later, do you think, you know, this is heavy? They're like, yeah, I reckon it's probably weighing you down now. You're probably wanting to put that bottle down. And she just said, this is like problems. This is like your life, you know, as in baggage. The more you hold on to stuff, the heavier it's going to get. And it's the same thing. It's the same litre bottle of water, but the longer she's holding it, the heavier it feels. So those same issues that you have, that same shit that you have, so to speak, as much as it stays the same, the longer you keep it inside you, the heavier it's going to weigh you down. So if you feel it, get it out of your system, all right? Literally, if that means going and just venting to a friend, or if that means just getting sad for a while, do it. Just get it out of your system. Embrace that emotion. We're human at the end of the day. You're only human. So I always think back of that little thing, you know. It's like that bottle of water doesn't change, but it's you holding on to it for longer, it just seems heavier. Number 37, how do you change the world one random act of kindness at a time? And in that moment, that act of kindness can seem really, really small. It might be really small. There was one, do you know what? I'm going to speak about something. There was a year seven when I was at high school, and he couldn't get the bus. He needed a quid for the bus. I was in sixth form at the time. I was walking past and he had tears in his eyes. I was like, oh, dude, are you right? And he was like, oh, like, you know, and the thing is, the reason why I stopped is because he passed me the basketball at lunchtime. So at lunchtime, I'd lost my footing on the basketball shot, and this kid in the moment of time just passed me the ball back. So I was like, oh, thanks. So I'd recognised him when on my way home, just from that moment in time. I'd recognised, which made me stop and say, hey, you're right. He was like, oh, I can't get home, I haven't got my money. So I gave him a pound in that moment in time. And this is no joke. I'd be about a year ago in Sainsbury's, I'd got to the till and forgotten my bank card. And I was buying peanut butter and apples, because that is what I usually buy at Sainsbury's local. There's like two staple ingredients. And he just gave me the money for it and paid for my bill. And I just thought, whoa, it has been literally like 12 years since, but he'd remembered me and knew. And you just think, wow. And that is how you change the world. Because in that moment, that restored my faith in humanity completely. But it was his random act of kindness which made me stop. And it all just goes on, doesn't it? So, you know, certain things like the gym as well. I gave this guy a bit of chalk in the gym once when he was struggling with his deadlifts. His hand grip was just like flaking a bit. And then I went to the post office a week later, and he was the guy at the front of the till. Now, the post office queue was going out the door. I saw him at the till and he sort of like nodded his head a bit. And I just went round the back and just handed it, and that was it. And so it's just like, whoa, in that moment in time, giving that little bit of chalk has saved me 45 minutes of standing in a post office queue. And you don't do it to gain, you know, positivity going forward, but karma definitely comes back around. It might be 12 years later, but it does. So, you know, doing good and random acts of kindness at a time, I tell you that, that is how you change the world and how you live a happier life as well, because it's like a boomerang. 38, want to be happy, have zero expectations. No expectations, guys, no disappointments. Don't expect anything from anyone. Like I said yesterday, nobody, or the day before, nobody owes you anything, health, happiness, love, whatever. So the moment you drop the expectation on whatever or anyone is the moment you can keep a leveled happiness and not be ever feel like you've been let down. And then, you know, like, no, when you don't, like, hope for the best, expect the worst. That's what a friend called Emily Meller at high school used to always say. She used to say, I hope for the best, expect the worst. Because you're always ready then. So if something bad does happen, then you already set yourself up for that kind of hit. So there you go. 39. Life is short. Take the trip. Buy the trainers. Eat the Ben and Jerry's. Let's face it. We're all just winging it. Sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. There you go. There's that message again. So life is short. Sometimes you have to just embrace every moment. I think on the other side of this whole thing as well, a lot of people are just going to be going, do you know what? We've got one life now. We've always had one life. But this pause and play is really kind of thought, yeah. We're lucky people to be on earth. So let's embrace it while we're here. My trainers, Noble Project. I tell you that, I love Noble Project trainers. They are like the best trainers. Anyway, number 40. Smile, it's contagious and costs nothing. And I reflected on that before in one of the quote, one of the posts yesterday, or sorry, day before, I keep saying that, damn it. You know, about just smiling. And I think I ended with it, to be honest with you. Because it's so true, you know, it costs you nothing to just project, make positivity louder, hashtag as such. You know, just spread good vibes. That's what it's all about. This is what I kind of want this podcast to be about. Fit for life in respect of your body, but also your mental state, and you're also just you're being a good person as well. This isn't about teaching people to be, hey, you know, you should be this good person, you should do this. No, not at all. I'm not flipping perfect. Jesus, I've made loads of mistakes. And like, must be loads of people, listening to this thinking you're a dick. Not saying a dick, like that's a horrible word to use. And I've used that before, but I'm just saying as in there's always, you know, I'm not saying I'm standing from this platform of a flipping angel that like is not at all. These are just my learnings of which I've taken from my negative situations, from my mistakes, from things that I've done. You know, this is about me because it's my podcast. So I'm trying to project to you, this is what I've learned. And if you pick up on some things over these 40 different lessons that I've learned that you could then take into your life as well, then brilliant. And that's what it's here for. I'm in no way a life coach. Jesus, I'm only 29 years old. Like I hope to have another two lifetimes of what I've had again, you know? So I love that fact as well. A lot of people, there's no time to start. Like you're never too old to start wherever you're at. A lot of people, if you stopped playing on your life, you could live your whole of your life again and just go, okay, right, let's box that one. Let's box it, chapter it up. What did we learn there? Right, let's go forward and try and attack it in a different way. Sometimes people will come into play, they'll teach you a lesson and they'll go. Some people come into your life and they stay and they show you why you want them to be there. You know, and so everyone's here to teach us a lesson. Everyone you meet knows something you don't know. So just continue to adapt, adjust, feel the fear and do it anyway. You know the score. Smile and wave, boys, as I say. Sometimes you have to smile and wave as well. You just got to act and be kind in the moment, because those random acts of kindness, you know the score as well. They are what changes the world. So that's how you can change the world. One act of kindness at a time. much love to you all. I hope you've had a good Tuesday. I'll be back next time to talk about walking and how important walking is. A lot of my marathon running has come from just distance on your feet. Last night, I walked over 8 miles. People are like, oh, I don't even walk 8 mile run because they think you've run 8 miles. No, I just walked it. 8 miles is 8 miles. Doesn't matter how you get from A to B. Distance on the feet is what it's all about. Yeah, you've obviously got to get the pace in, and yeah, you've got to work on it. But that endurance and that mental game of that long, you know, how long you've been in it is what's key and what's important too. So don't forget that team. I say team. If you're listening, you're part of the team. We're all on this earth. Anyway, much love to you all. Have a good one.